Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody now.
Welcome back to Sports to the Max. Now, this is our one show this week because of the Twins, and we want to make it a good one. And, man, if we loaded this lineup up, Frank Ragnow is going to join us. He'll be the highest drafted Minnesota product tonight's NFL draft. And he's got quite a story to tell. His father passed away watching one of his games last year. Brian Lawton's going to be in studio. NHL, you bet. Candidate for the wild job, I would think. We'll talk to him about that. Matt Burke will join us to break down the draft some more. Ron Sherrill's going to be on with us, not just because of his acumen for the outdoors, but he went turkey hunting this morning with Mike Zimmer. Draft day turkey hunting with Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Vikings. He'll tell us how that went or didn't go in Ron's case. Or didn't go. Jerry Kill has taken a new job at Southern Illinois. He has been named the athletic director today and immediately. This kind of came from nowhere. And we're going to catch up to him. We'll call him, find out what that means to him. We'll talk about draft day, too, because he understands how this works. Players being taken. It is in many respects, follow me on this now, folks. It is the biggest day for the NFL all year from this standpoint. There's no game played. There's no losers. No one gets injured. And everybody wins. It creates two things that are fundamental to the adrenaline that fuels our human nature. Follow me on this now, folks. Remember, I'm a psychology minor from Hamlin. The two things are curiosity, because we have no idea who's going to pick where, and then the Vikings get to number 30 overall, what are they going to do, and this and that. Curiosity creates great programming and television and radio. If you don't know what's coming next, it's fun. The second thing, now think about this, goes right to the heart of all of us, hope. So it creates curiosity and hope. Hope that your team may get dramatically better. Curiosity in that you don't know who's going to get drafted if you're a big football fan, where, who your team is going to end up with. And those two things fuel our system, don't they? They feed us. We can't get enough of it. We love that kind of stuff. Curiosity and hope. Like sometimes I think when I produce TV shows over the year, I think I do it backwards. Those are the two questions that I should ask myself. It's when I'm going to produce this, whatever the piece is, whatever report it is, where's the curiosity, where's the hope? And if you can hammer those two things home on a radio show, a TV show, whatever it is, you got something. And the NFL draft is a great way to supplement both of those needs in our system. Frank Ragnow is an interesting guy. As I mentioned, his father passed away. Spent yesterday afternoon with him. And he said, my life has been awesome, except for losing my dad. And he won't be at the party that we want to be at and all those things. And the NFL draft is is so paramount. It's this pivotal moment. Think about that. You wake up today and you have no idea where you're going to live next if you're a football player, who you're going to play for, what cities. You may be the life-changing. You may be end up there forever. And you got no idea if it's going to be Miami or Los Angeles. That's pretty big stuff. Now, joining us now is a guy who knows a little bit about the NFL draft and a whole lot about a lot of things. Jerry Kill is the new athletic director at Southern Illinois University, and he joins us now. Coach, I still call you coach. I can't call you AD. Congratulations.
Well, I don't know. It's happened about a 24-hour period that I didn't know too much about. So, I don't know how long I'll do it. We'll just kind of have to see. But I told them not to call me no damn administrator.
Okay, good. Good. How did this go down? Because you've been doing some work for them since you left Rutgers, but all of a sudden you're the athletic director.
Well, it, you know, they're really been struggling here, and you know, the state and money, and you know, athletically they needed a boost, and you know, so you know, we got a new chancellor, and he's the guy that hired me, and he had to extend the contract or not, and he didn't extend the AD's contract, and he goes, I want you to go over and, you know, get athletics, you know, get it straightened out. And so I go, I don't know. And he goes, you don't have a choice. I need you. And I said, well, I understand. So I'm going to, you know, I'm doing it for a while, and then I may do it, you know, for a good while. I'm just going to take one day at a time and see how it goes. And, you know, the people, I think, are excited here because, you know, this is kind of where, you know, where we have our cancer fund and, you know, people just like Minnesota, good people. And so we'll see. We'll see. I can't retire. Every time I try to retire, I get a damn phone call.
That's all right, man. You live off of that. Now I got to go with the questions that we all ask in Minnesota when we talk to you. How's your health?
Well, you know, it's and that's where I'll have to get permission whether I'll do this full time or not. Is I've got cancer. I think most people know that, and but that's going well. I've got 3 more treatments, and I'm winning the war there right now, and you know, I'm been working, and you know, so I feel pretty good, but you know, this will be a decision. It won't be just mine. It'll be Rebecca's and the doctors and so forth. But, you know, I will say I think she's excited about it. You know, I mean, we've been in sports all our lives. So, you know, when you've done sports for 36 years of your life, and, you know, she gets excited about it. And we just got to make sure I'm lined out. And, you know, I can't go through any more of the stuff that I've gone through. So we'll see.
Well, for those that don't know, melanoma is what you contracted. This is separate from everything else. This is just in the last few months, and you and I have had some private conversations about it, but we haven't spoken publicly about it. But it's not that you're hiding it. You have gone through the treatments and are almost done with the treatments for it, and at least the prognosis is pretty optimistic, correct?
Yes, it is. It is. I had most of it cut out. I had it cut out of my arm, and I had about, I don't know, 100 and some odd stitches in it, and they took a pretty good chunk out of my left arm, upper arm, but you know, that's the way they handle some of that stuff. And they did that, and you know, like I said, hell, everybody's got a problem, and you know, in their lives, and you know, it's been a challenge, but I got, you know, I got great family, I got my granddaughter here, and that makes up for everything.
And do you think that running an athletic department is different than the grind of coaching in different ways? But will you focus? Is it fundraising? You're going to coach the coaches? What's the most important part as you step in?
Probably the fundraising part, and I'm going. I didn't take, you know, I didn't take a bunch of money. I just kept the money I was making. So I'm going to take the money that the AD was making, and I'm going to hire me a couple people, so I don't have to do as much, and try to follow a little bit of, you know, to where I'm not doing everything, and delegate some authority. And you know, we're certainly a mid-major, so it can't be just like Barry Alvarez, but something similar to where, you know, I can spend most of my time raising money and you know, because we need it down here. So that'll probably be my primary goal. And then, we've got like 9 jobs open in there. They've kind of let go. And then hiring good people. You know, I got to get that done. We've got great facilities now.
Do you?
But we don't have people inside. I mean, it's the stuff that we built when I was here before I left. And it's nice. It's nice.
And I'm just so happy that you've got something to, I mean, sense of purpose is everything in life. And sound, I can just hear in your voice, you've got your sense of purpose back.
Yeah, I do. I've been, you know, it's like anything. I just, you know, you only live once, and there's no do-over. So, and I have a lot of faith in God, and it just seems like stuff pops up, you know.
Yeah.
So it, because I wasn't planning on it. I was enjoying just helping the chancellor, but I got a direct line to him, and he's a really good guy. And he wants athletics to be successful. So that's half the battle right there.
All right, I got to ask you this, since it's draft night and you've been through a lot of them and had a lot of players drafted over the years, what is that cat and mouse game like for a football coach in a program when scouts come in, and what do they want to know from a football coach about a player that they're considering to draft?
The biggest thing they want to know is character. You know, they already know if they can play or not, in their opinion. They've watched enough film and seen stuff. You know, they rarely ask you about their ability. I've had some, but most of them want to know about their character. And cause they, like I said, they've evaluated what they think, and they may say, you know, hey, does the kid play hard? That's what we see on film. Is that what you see? Have you had any trouble with him? You know, that kind of stuff.
What do you tell the players is when they get through that senior year and they're preparing for the draft, what is the most important thing that they do to prepare for it?
I think there's a lot of things. They certainly got to train, and a lot of them go to warmer weather and train and get in the best shape of their life. But they also need to learn, you know, get somebody, and we used to do it at our place, is get somebody to interview them and teach them how to interview. And because they're going to – you know, and they go to the draft, or they go to the combine, they go through like six, you know, they're going to get interviewed all the time. So some kids aren't real good at that. So you got to have them prepared to be able to talk and talk to those coaches and make sure they got good communication skills. You know, like New England, they ain't going to draft you unless you're really smart football wise. So they'll put you on the board and test you. So, I mean, that's another thing, is that, you know, you got to come expert of your position, because they're going to ask you about it.
And they will pass on you if they don't like what they hear, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a fun back and forth when you have the pro days and you get to visit with these folks from the NFL? Are you guys all kind of the same mindset, or is there a big difference between the NFL and the college football in terms of a conversation and the way you see the game?
I think we see it the same way. I think it's a thing where you got to be really, really special to play in the NFL. And they're the only ones that know it. I haven't coached in it. But, you know, I've paid, you know, I think, you know, talent. And I think some of you, when they do come talk to you, they trust you. And I feel like that, you know, I haven't seen, you know, many kids, I can't think hardly any, that have been a bust. You know, as far as being able to go in and play, and then they begin to trust you, and then they know, hey, I'm coming to that program, because we had a great reputation about DBs,
uh-huh.
And that was because of Salvell. So they knew if we said a DB could play, they're going to come, you know, and also linebackers, you know, and Rick Spielman would tell you that. I got a lot of respect for Rick, you know, it's a fine line. You know, it's just like an inch or two. If you're an inch too short, you don't get taken. They got certain standards that they'll go by, and each team's different.
Yeah, they are. And sometimes, I mean, you wonder sometimes if that 3 inches means as much as they think it means. But I was talking to one of the NFL scouts about a player from the Big Ten, and they said, I said, he's had an injury history. He said, that's not what concerns us. We don't know if he's physical enough, that he'll put his nose in there enough. And I go, God, I thought he was physical. And they said, yeah, by Big Ten standards, he is. But when the game gets tough, we'll get tougher. That's a lot of psychological evaluating they do.
Yep, they do. They do. And they put a lot into the interview, too.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, I just appreciate having you on. And congratulations on a new post. You know that, and I know this is going to go well for it, Southern Illinois, but I'm just thrilled that you got something to take another bite out of and keep you occupied and stay out of Rebecca's way.
Yeah, she probably likes that. I know that. She's infatuated with that grandbaby. So I'm,
good.
She sees the grandbaby. It's kind of a contest between me and her when she comes over, who's going to get her. But
good.
But anyway, I just, like I said, I appreciate you calling and tell everybody hi.
I will for sure. Keep up the great work, and you and I will talk soon.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Jerry Kill, News Radio 830 WCCO, the new athletic director at Southern Illinois. The jobs keep finding him because people like him. Wixon Jewelers time is 6:50, located right here in the Twin Cities. Wixon Jewelers is recognized as one of America's top jewelry stores. Not after what happened to the Twins today. What happens is he has random numbers that he plays, so he didn't realize that he was hitting New York, New York. But the Twins lost for the fourth straight day to New York, and they did it in rare fashion. They had 3-1 in the ninth inning. Miguel Sano throws one away that Logan Morrison couldn't come up with. Miguel Sano can't get the next one out of his glove or his hand. And then a home run, and the game is over. That simple. Brian Lawton in studio next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.